guys, in our household, we absolutely love HelloFresh. It's America's number one meal kit, and there's so many reasons why we love it. One, we're getting farm fresh produce that arrives to our door every week. That means I don't have to go to the grocery store, because not only am I getting these farm fresh items, but I'm getting all the ingredients to make wonderful meals for my family. They come in pre-packaged, pre-portioned, so that you're not having to do a bunch of measuring, and they have so many different menu items every week for you to choose from. The meals come together in about 30 minutes or less, and you have the flexibility that you need to customize your order online or in the app, easily change your delivery day, food preferences, plan size, or skip a week whenever you need. We just got our new box delivered on Sunday. I was able to take it all out. I know we have a meal with, they're like boats, like they're zucchini, stuffed zucchini boats. So I'm excited to try that with the kids. One, because Amar needs all the fiber in his diet possible. HelloFresh is something that he absolutely loves. All my boys love. HelloFresh is about 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal for the same quality. And on average, people save over $65 a month when you order at HelloFresh instead of grocery shopping. I can tell you right now, we save way more than that. And we waste way less, because we have just what we need and not a bunch of extra that I'm going to forget about and have some broccoli staring at me and it's all brown. It's not even green no more because I done forgot about it, but not with HelloFresh. All right. So you don't have to take our word for it. You can go ahead and try it. You can get that.
Try that HelloFresh. I'm trying to tell you.
Okay. Get that veggie, that fit and wholesome, that family friendly, that gourmet options, all of it, all the variety. Go to HelloFresh.com/argue16.
Argue16.
And use code argue16.
Argue16.
For up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/argue16.
Argue16.
And use code argue16.
Argue16.
For up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
Absolutely.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Akita Moore, also known as Angel Akita Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel.
I am the other host.
And I am joined by my husband of almost 15 years.
Marcus, aka
the other host. Tell him who you are, babe.
AKA Marcus Anthony.
If this is your first time watching, is this going to cause an argument?
CEO of Man
Shit. It is a weekly podcast that I do with my husband.
Bro, tell him what it's about, Angel.
And I'm going to tell you right now, we are so glad to be joined by our Patreon in the building.
What's happening, Patreon?
We call them our immediate family. Marcus so lovingly calls them heifers.
These heifers over here.
They join us weekly to see us argue, to see us struggle, to see us just really trying to make something happen, even though sometimes it don't. That big white sticker. If you're not watching this, you can watch this on YouTube at That Chick Angel TV. Marcus is looking at me because I turned a cup around.
Controlling, okay? All these colors around here. You worried about a white sticker on my cup?
Is that a problem for you?
No, I'm just pointing out.
Okay, okay, thank you. That's fine. but yes, our Patreon, for the low of $5, they get to watch us film this live, as well as other events. Like, we're doing an event with them this weekend. They're doing drinks with Marcus. Mm-hmm. He'll be doing a live with our Patreon.
Doing a live with him. They have the what's it called? The influence to skew this podcast in any direction, because they have before.
They have.
If you see me glancing down, if you're watching it, you see me glancing down at my phone, I'm actually looking at them, commenting and talking about me.
So you could go to www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. We also have some amazing sponsors today, which we already introduced you to one, but let me tell you about the rest. We have HelloFresh, True Bill, Third Love, Audible, and Four Sigmatic. I'll tell you more about them later on in the podcast, but when you support our sponsors, you are actually supporting us. So make sure you check them out and let them know we sent you. All right. Are you ready?
Sure, why not?
We're going to start this podcast off today with a Tanksley Pride story.
Hey.
So this is our second time actually doing our podcast in this format where we're not in our house. We're actually in a setup studio. We actually have someone that's controlling the cameras. The
studio we done spent some money and time on.
Yes, we struggle, but we over here trying to bring up the production value.
Yeah.
So Tanksley Pride story. My baby child, Amar, first of all, Tanksley Pride, if this is your first time watching us, is our four boys. We have four boys. We have a 2-year-old, 7-year-old twins.
Seven.
They just turned 7, and a 12-year-old young man. But my Tanksley Pride story has to do with the 2-year-old. He has had his third cold in a row. And when I say in a row, there's only been 2 days of not sick between each cold. I don't know what is happening, and I don't know if it's from him being home for so long and now starting daycare, but I feel like whatever cold is there for him to get, he finds.
Nah, he's been in daycare. That usually happens like the first 2-3 weeks. He's been there long enough to phase out of this.
Well, he hasn't. We literally, his very first cold from daycare was right before Christmas break, which was fine because it was just like, well, you ain't going to school no way.
Right.
Then he got it right before we left for Disney World.
Yeah.
It's not going everywhere.
Yeah, then he passed it on to me. It almost took me out.
Then he got better. He got another cold. Then he got better one more time. So that was like a week before this week.
The Florida one never all the way left.
See, I think it did, and then it was
all the way gone for maybe a day and a half.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why I'm like, he just wasn't confident as much and doing all of that, but then it came back.
And it's then it came back again yesterday with a vengeance, and I think he has asthma. I'm almost certain he does.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to take that boy in. So it's very frustrating because he's been sleeping in the bed with us for the past 2 nights. And he's very particular. He doesn't want sheets on him, but he also wants to sleep up under me. So it makes it hard for me to wear sheets. And then finally this morning, I had got up and went and laid on the couch. I end up waking up because the kids were waking up for school. Amar woke up and was like, get back in this bed.
Tapping the pillow like, hey, have a seat.
I was like, I cannot live. He's like, no. And then to get him to go back to sleep, I had to lay on my back, have my stomach exposed, and him lay his head on my stomach.
What's so annoying, and they've all done it, and I don't understand why. Anytime we've had one of our kids as a young child sleep in the bed, I always usually have to put the sheets between me and them. Like, either I have to lay on top of the sheet or I put them on top of the sheet, because they all have the same exact thing where they like to put their feet in my butt crack.
Because it's warm.
And it pisses me off.
It's because your butt crack is warm.
I don't care what it is. I just be grabbing feet and throwing feet across the goddamn bed. Like, move your feet. So now I got to make sure we separate it by that sheet so they can't do that.
I think you're being a bad father.
I can be the worst father if that's what it is. Start kicking them on the floor. Put your feet in that. My Tanksley Pride story is about our oldest. I'm so proud of this boy. He got accepted into the school that he wanted to go to.
I didn't. The only reason why I didn't tell that is because I was going to let him tell Patreon, but you go ahead.
Oh, well, Patreon, you hearing it for here first.
You're so horrible.
He got accepted into the school. So, I mean, I'm extremely proud of him. Just in the interviews, the way they be interviewing these kids. And we've been there when they interview. Usually they interview them by themselves, but we've like listened to the interviews. And Marcus shows absolutely no intimidation. He's not intimidated by these people asking him these questions. He don't always answer in the best way, but he's 12.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's natural. And I think that's what they like about it. But he got accepted into that. And the other thing about him is he's changing a lot right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's like truly going into like teenager. Face is changing. Mm-hmm. He's getting a little hair around his little mustache area. It's pissing me off. His voice is getting deeper.
His voice is getting deeper.
He be talking to the twins like, Kyle, stop it. I'm like, first of all, you stop.
You bring your voice up, little boy. You
better bring that tone up.
He is really, so he got accepted into two private schools, one which was our fallback, which we figured he would get accepted in because they said they accept most kids that are A and B students.
Mm-hmm.
He has a 3.8. But it was another school that it's very academically rigorous. It was the one he wanted to go to because he already has a couple of friends there. We toured it. He really liked it. It's not as diverse as what I would like, but I'm going to make sure he's in enough
extra. We live a diverse life, so he'd be good.
Yeah, we're going to put him in enough extracurricular activities where he'll be able to see people that look like him on a regular basis. So shout out to little Marcus, soon to be, when his nickname becomes Tank.
It will.
Just know I'm a weep.
At that school, I don't know. If he was around an extremely diverse school, it would definitely become. I was already tanked by in the middle school.
Oh, really?
Yeah. For one, my sister influenced that because she was the older siblings kind of knew her.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was going to school with their siblings.
It hurts my heart, but it is what it is. So we're about to do a new segment. It's called Taking Sides. Taking Sides is basically where we pull something out of pop culture and me and Marcus decide whose side we're on in this topic. So here recently, Tia and Tamara both shared videos of them dancing. If you don't know who Tia and Tamara Mari are, they are icons in Hollywood. They're twin sisters who started acting very young, have been producers. They are influencers, TV hosts, winery owners, businesswomen. They are people that I feel like most people in the Black community appreciate and look up to.
Mm-hmm.
They posted dancing videos at the same time. The vibe of their videos were pretty different. Tamara was dancing to Men in Black sample.
Forget Me Not.
Forget Me Not, right? And she's giving her best mom dance. Snap, touch in her closet with her natural hair bouncing. Boom, boom, boom. Tia, on the other hand, came with I'm going to do an outfit change. I'm going to whip my hair. I'm going to body roll. I'm going to wear my short skirt, my heels. She's serving, right? She's got in her long extensions. And of course, Black Twitter didn't hesitate to come for Tamara and challenge her blackness, while others were calling for folks to stop comparing the twins and stop being bitter at Tamara marrying a white male. So Tamara is married to a white guy who used to be a news correspondent. I do believe he's pretty conservative. And Tia married a Black guy named Corey. They both have two kids. So a lot of Black folk assume that they, associate more or can identify more with Tia because of her being married to a Black man and them feeling as though she's tapped more into her blackness.
Okay, and which one was that?
That's the one that was whipping her hair and had on the skirt and was body rolling.
Okay. First of all, Twitter, Black Twitter, Yellow Twitter, whatever Twitter you want to call it, is trash. shut the site down. It's trash. It's like worse than the YouTube comment section. It's like it took that and said, "Hold my beer. Let me trash even more." So she had rhythm. She was dancing. I could see if she was off beat, and she looked like a mom. Anybody on her comment, ask your old ass mama to start dancing and see what she looked like.
Well, the thing is, is that I identify a lot with Tamara. I think people like to drag her mostly because of her husband and some comments he's made in the past. And I don't know if they think that because he's made comments that have not been agreeable to us, that she's just going to divorce this man or that she's going to call him out in public. But one thing I know for a fact is that there are certain people I'm never going to drag. And those are the people that I either have made babies with or people that I share blood with. I'm not going to do that for public consumption.
Right.
That's just not what I'm going to do. And I think a lot of people kind of distance themselves from Tamara. Not only did she marry somebody white, but then she didn't call out her husband for comments that he's made.
If she does call him out, she ain't going to call him out for them. What's the point? That's pillow talk. That's when he get home. Like, hey, first of all, this ain't what you're gonna do. She ain't gonna jump on Twitter for these trash people to tell him. Like, what is that?
Right. I don't know. I actually probably identify more.
What's Venus' husband? Ain't he white?
Serena's women, which one is the one that still be playing?
Both of them be playing. Which one of the which Venus is the, and Serena?
Which is
one
the shorter, thicker man. One? I think they both date.
Serena got a white dude.
I think they both date white dudes.
Yeah, Serena, the thick one.
It's not just that she dates a white dude. That's not, I'm not saying it's just that. I think it's the compilation of, or the combination of.
Of him being a news anchor and stuff he done said in the past and the way she act.
Yeah, I think that now anything she do is going to be.
I know so many.
Because I feel like
I know
they,
black families that act, which y'all want to say white. they both black.
I feel like they actually act pretty much similar. It's just one likes to dress up.
Yeah.
That's what it really
one
comes down
like
to.
She's taking care of kids and dropping kids off at daycare and coming home to relax. Like, shut up, Twitter. That's all I got to say. It's just, oh my God. Every time something negative come up, it's like, well, you know, on black Twitter or Twitter.
I love both of them. This is the last thing I'll say. I honestly look up to these two women, even though they're only like a year older than me. They are two women that have done everything in this industry that I've wanted to do. They've been hosts of, or at least Tamara has been the host of a talk show, award-winning talk show for years. They are both influencers, specifically Tia. She really is still in the whole influencer world. She even has a YouTube channel where she actually produces content for. It's not just randomly I'm going to put up stuff. She's also the lead of a multicam television show. They're mothers, they're wives. They are black women. I know they're biracial, but
yeah,
they still
claim. Alex on here said, did people forgetting that their father is white?
He's definitely very white.
Y'all shut up. Leaving people alone.
So anyways, I don't have anything negative to say about any of them. I love them both. And I think sometimes people just be petty. Yeah. Is what it really boils down to, is that people just be petty as all get out.
Back to your trash life. Quit trying to drag people down on Twitter.
Let me tell you what else is petty. When you be signing up for these free trials and you forget that you did and that they've been charging you for a whole year and they just taking your money. This is why I am so happy for our next sponsor, Truebill. Oh, my goodness.
I was getting stuff shipped to the house on the regular.
Oh, my God. Because he forgot he had a
every
subscription.
Month. I'm like, oh, I need, I'll be sitting here and be like, man, it just got delivered. I need to cancel it.
Listen, he didn't even know. He thought it was fraudulent activity on his account. And it was a subscription he didn't even realize he signed up for. And that he...
I didn't get suspicious until I looked back 3 months. I'm like, that's the same date every single month.
Every single month. So, I mean, how many free trial subscriptions end up costing you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars, long after forgetting to cancel them? Well, it's time to fight back against scammy subscriptions with Truebill. Truebill is a new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't need, want, or simply forgot about. On average, people save up to $720 a year with Truebill, and because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel, Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your account and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions so you don't have to. I'm gonna tell you right now, it is an amazing thing to do because there are so many things that I have signed up for, especially as an influencer. When I'm trying to try different products before I give my opinion, I sometimes forget. Okay, I tried it, I have my opinion, I no longer need this, and so I'm over here spending money galore, well over what I was paid to even try
to advertise it.
But also in a regular day woman and mom, like there are different educational apps and stuff that I've like tried out for the free trial for my kids that I completely forget about. That I'm just like, why do I still have this? I've been charged $5.99 every month for the past 3 years. It is time to get rid of it. And Truebill makes it so easy. Truebill has over 2 million users and has helped save money for over 1 million people. Like Jennifer.
A million?
Oh, excuse me. I said that all wrong. Let me try that again. Truebill has over 2 million users and has helped save them over 100 million.
100
See,
million.
I did it too small. It's 100 million. Yeah.
Fill that cup and let it overflow.
So don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/argue.
argue.
Get go right now. Truebill.com/argue.
Argue.
It'll save you thousands a year. Truebill.com/argue.
Argue.
Oh, okay.
I accidentally deleted Victoria's comment by accident. I touched the phone.
Oh.
Tapped it twice. Sorry, Victoria.
No, she be okay. She know you love her. All right. So moving on. We love Tia and Tamir over here. So today's topic, we're discussing. We did a podcast a while ago called The 7 Myths of Marriage. And so we're going to bring that back, but we're going to talk about some myths around parenting. A lot of people out here have never been parents and think that they know what they're going to get into.
Yeah.
And then there are people who have been parents and don't realize that a lot of the things they did was just not right.
Yeah, wrong.
And I probably shouldn't say not right, but you know, it wasn't the way that it necessarily had to go. So we're going to see and try to debunk some of these. Here we go. Here's one of them. Your child is better able to learn things before they're 5.
Oh, meaning they pick up on things quicker.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know if that's, I think it's been like a proven fact. Like you learn more of the first 5 years of your life than you will the rest of your life.
That's a myth. These are myths.
That's a myth?
Yeah.
What is it, by 10? Because motor skills, learning to walk, learning to talk, colors.
The fact of the matter is basically what this is saying is that if you have a natural talent,
mm-hmm.
you don't need to start learning before the age of 5 or 3. Like that's what I, you know, when people are like, oh, I want my child to be like a ballet dancer and they put them in ballet. And yes, they're going to be more than likely better than the average person coming into it. But like, if you take like Misty Copeland, your favorite woman of all time.
She ain't my favorite woman of all time. You are.
I better be. You better keep your mouth shut. She didn't start dancing until she was like a preteen or a teenager.
See, I wasn't looking at it on that level. I was thinking like brain development and all of that.
Yeah, but like obviously, yes, learning as young as possible is.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't look. So I do agree with you because it's like me with me playing basketball. I didn't start playing basketball until I was in middle school. And if I didn't have the knee injury and didn't lose love for it, I would have got extremely well by high school or by the end of high school.
I was just watching my nephew Terrence's highlight reel. It is really good. I got to show it to you. Okay. Number 2, holding your baby too much spoils them. I don't know what they mean by spoil because I think it does.
It, how could it not? They get used to being held.
It says
this article already lost.
And if you're wondering where this article is, it's on bestlifeonline.com. It says, worried that all the time spent holding and snuggling with your adorable newborn is going to make them a difficult or downright spoiled child. Okay, so okay, they're saying different. That holding them does not make them a spoiled child, but holding them will make them a baby that don't want to be put down.
Exactly. I had one of my cousins, she's like the age of most aunts would be to me. Mm-hmm. But her son had his girlfriend had a baby. Anyway, whenever she had him, anytime he took naps and people came over, she was like, no, keep talking loud because I want him to get used to being sleeping around loud noises.
All the sound.
And then, of course, my mom will go over. My mama's the queen of hold. She's the goddess of putting babies to sleep and holding them.
Mm-hmm.
She would never let my mama hold him. It's like, no, because when you leave, he's going to continue to want it. And that boy was, as a baby, he was extremely independent. Like you could just put him down. He would go to sleep. He didn't need a whole bunch of people holding him. So on that, I'm like, no, but holding him as a child makes him spoiled, or holding him as a baby makes him spoiled. I don't think it's. Yeah,
No. I just think it does get the baby. Sorry if you're watching. We have motion sensor lights.
We ain't moving enough.
We are definitely not moving enough at all. Real quick, Maya, have you been switching back and forth with the cameras? Okay, I wasn't sure if it was coming through on this. Can y'all see the cameras when they're switching? Because I feel like it's been on the wide this entire time.
No, I thought I saw. You saw it?
Okay. Y'all let us know in the comments if y'all been seeing. See, y'all getting the behind the scenes sneak peek. Okay, perfect.
No. Some said no. Some said yes.
Yeah, people are just seeing. Can we do a little quick switch through? Let's see. From 1, 2, and 3.
I could have swore I saw a switch.
I saw it at the beginning, but I hadn't seen it in a while. It's where I know I have a delay for a little bit.
Yeah, it just switched to you.
Okay, it's been switching. Okay.
Yeah.
No, they all can see it now. They're just saying they don't see it often. Okay. Maya's like, all right, watch this.
y'all gonna be having epileptic seizures over there. All this switching going
on. All right, next one. Every bad behavior requires strong consequences. No. I could definitely believe that this is a myth. It's hard.
I'm saying no, it don't mean yes, it's a myth.
It's hard, definitely, to figure out which ones deserve the consequences. Mm-hmm. Because, okay, so there's this whole thing. You've heard of gentle parenting? This whole thing that's happening right now. Have you heard of that?
I feel like I've been seeing gentle parenting.
Gentle parenting.
I feel like it doesn't work. Well, that's how we see. I know some people that got some kids, and I'm like, whoo, I couldn't do it.
So I'm going to give you a brief definition of gentle parenting. Gentle parenting is a parenting approach that encourages a partnership between you and your child to make choices based on an internal willingness instead of external pressures. So with gentle parenting, I think everybody focuses on you don't yell at your child and you don't spank your child, like as if that's the whole entire that's not the entire encompassing of gentle parenting. There's like a lot of other parts to it, but we don't gentle parent at all. I am gentler than what I possibly was in the past. You know, I'm definitely trying not to yell as much, but it be happening. I be trying not to tear my kids down, but sometimes it be happening.
No, just getting out of the house in the morning. I've tried the gentle approach. I'm like, I know y'all, it's early. I know your brains ain't working fully out of the way, but y'all need to make sure y'all get in bed so y'all can move well in the morning. We can get up out of this house because by, 6:30? I'm leaving, okay? And you're leaving with me. Tried that a couple times. Now it's straight up Coach Carter.
They still, but the thing is that the result,
we leave on time. Because I told him, I said, I don't care if you ate. I don't care if you fixed your lunch. I don't even care if you dressed all the way. We're leaving at 6:30. Mm-hmm. I give you a warning at 6:15 after I wake you up. If you ain't starting to go downstairs by 6:10, you're probably already messed up. But by 6:28, I go downstairs. 6:29, I'm opening the door. Y'all better get in there now. Because he ain't got his Invisalign today.
I know. I heard. I meant to bring it with me today so I could take it to his school. No, I was going to look for it and then bring it to his school.
I said, did you check upstairs? Oh, I didn't go upstairs. Look one more time. Come on, get in the truck.
I heard you yelling at him.
Your teeth just going to be busted today. I'm sorry.
I definitely am trying to pick and choose when I feel like there should be a like consequence that is significant for certain actions. For the most part, our kids are even Amar, even though he don't listen, that's his biggest thing. Amar just don't listen. Our kids are very well behaved.
Yeah, I was going to say, we don't have a lot of quote unquote disciplinary actions that need to happen because they pretty, other than like saying the wrong thing or picking on each other sometimes, just being brothers.
The biggest thing they do is they forget to do what we told them to do.
Yeah.
That's their biggest.
Yeah.
It's, we told you to do something. Oh, I forgot. I could literally say to Kai, okay, you can go downstairs and eat. Please clean up after you eat. I come down. Everything is still sitting on the table. It doesn't matter.
Just didn't eat and smeared the food on the table. It's like,
it doesn't matter how many times I tell him. It doesn't matter how many times I tell him to flush the toilet, wipe the toilet off. It's going to be a disgusting gas station urinal in their bathroom.
That bathroom.
It's disgusting.
I'm gonna break out the pressure washer.
First of all, we need a better light in there so they can see the pee.
I need to replace some lights in the bathroom.
Because right now, the everything just looks like pee because the light is so yellow. Go ahead.
I don't know which one. I told them to close all the blinds downstairs. This was like Saturday or Sunday.
Marcus.
It was Marcus. And I didn't get mad or nothing. I just came downstairs and probably a third of the blinds were still open.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you had one job. He looked at me. He said, what? I said, I asked you to do one thing. He just dropped his head. He even had to laugh to himself. I'm like, what were you doing to
right
to forget to close, like, you one after another? Just walk around and close them.
I also think for me, what I've been trying to do is figure out what is different. Like, is it that, it's not that they're not capable, but what I'm trying to remind myself is that my kids actually like to make me happy. So for them to do stuff that doesn't make me happy, it's either that they just don't have that skill set built up yet that mm-hmm. will cause them to do the thing that I need them to do or that they agreed to do. So I'm trying to remember that. So like, that's the reason why me and Marcus have two different approaches to waking them up in the morning. I personally am with the twins for a nice chunk of them getting ready. And then I go back in there to encourage them to speed up some more because I like them downstairs by 6 a.m. versus 6:15 because I want them to have a full 30 minutes downstairs for breakfast and lunch. Because they have shown me time and time again, they don't have time management as a skill set yet to know that they're spending too much time just standing in the mirror doing nothing.
Learn it.
That's Marcus. Just figure it out on your own.
Yeah, on your own.
So anyways, I do agree that not every punishment has to be some severe consequence for bad behavior.
No.
I don't.
Yeah, even my approach to like them getting ready, because it first started when Angel was on tour, and that's how I did it. I was like, I'm going to let y'all know then. So when she came and she was like following them around and then I'm like, what are you? It was new to me. I'm like, they know how to get ready. They've been doing it for weeks now.
Listen,
but I guess that's the difference between mom's approach, daddy's approach.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Next. Oh, cause you realized that. No, I was there when you had to start taking the twins to school. You remember they didn't go to school until November.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was a part of the first couple of times.
No, the first couple of times it was you were gone. Like that week.
Okay.
I thought you were gone that week.
No.
Yeah, you were. You were gone though, like the first, because I remember you.
I was gone the first day of school. Their first day of in-person school. I was back on that Tuesday.
Okay. Well, that's how it went.
Anyways, easy babies turn into difficult children. Oh, we know that's a myth.
That's a myth. Y'all seen Marcus, that boy been
easy all his life.
Yeah, the only way he can go now is he start getting arrested or something.
Nah, that ain't happening. That ain't happening. Knock on wood, Jesus ain't going to let it happen. I already know. Okay.
That was easy.
I was easy too. I was my mother's easiest child.
Oh, Lord, no.
Shut up. Babies only cry because they're tired, hungry, sick, or injured.
Yeah, that's a lie.
It says, well, it's nice to believe that there's a magical checklist of things that might be making your baby cry. That's rarely the case. Babies will cry randomly over a lot of different things, and a lot of the time you can't find out why they're crying. Sometimes they just cry for no reason that you can really explain. Yeah.
The twins?
What you mean?
Even Marcus, he would cry.
None of the kids really cried a lot with me.
Yeah, I knew why they were crying. It was because she wasn't around. Simple as that.
My kids were quiet with me. They could be in my lap or be around me, be around the breast milk.
She'd come in wondering why I'm like frustrated and annoyed. But what's wrong? I'm like, this fool stopped crying 15 seconds ago when you hit the corner of the street.
He could smell me.
Yeah. He knew that. He felt that energy. All right, she's coming. I know I've been going for 3.5 hours, but... I'm gonna kick back now.
And he was hoping that you were gonna join him in conversation.
Yeah, I was about to join him in crying. Like, you sit in here and cry. I'm gonna go out back.
Well, listen, we're going to take a pause for a call to talk about our next two sponsors. First of them being Third Love. Ugh. And I love them first, okay? They might be called Third Love, but I am in love with them. Third Love is just, you know, when you like put on like your favorite shoe and you don't have to like break it in, it just fits your foot like a glove. That is how Third Love's clothing and undergarments fit your body. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I have a bunch of their loungewear right now. And y'all know I recently had a surgery, so I had to get specific undergarments for it. And Third Love was where I went to because the comfort, the feel, the fabrics feel so soft, so luxurious. Okay. And then the underwear, same thing. It feels like you're just putting on a second layer of very soft skin on your body. They also have this 24/7 t-shirt bra that is designed to fit and form your body because every detail has been made with the ultimate comfort in hand. It's ultra thin. It has memory foam cups to give your boobs the everyday comfort and support. They have luxe straps that never slip, and it's so smoothing. It looks invisible no matter what you wear. It's available in A cup all the way to I, including Third Love's exclusive half cups, which is great because a lot of people don't fit perfectly within a cup. So Third Love has a, especially when your breasts are two different sizes, sometimes you need to split the difference. Third Love is like, we got these half cups. Mm-hmm. What's great is that they have this amazing fitting room where you take the fitting room quiz and they help you find your right size because there are so many women out there that actually don't wear. It's about 80%. They're wearing the wrong bra size. What I love about them is that the touch, the feel, it's really, it's hard for me to describe it other than it's just super soft. It does feel like you're doing something really luxurious for yourself with a Third Love undergarments or their loungewear. The loungewear is just, you talk about loose booty, jiggle booty. It's them loose, like they don't hug you too tight or they don't constrict you. But it do make you feel real sexy at the same time. I'm just going to be honest about it. Third Love, they want you to love your fit, guaranteed. If not, exchange and returns are free for 60 days. The Third Love team of expert fit stylists are available to answer all of your questions. They have helped 18 million people find their true bra size. They also are the largest donor of undergarments in the United States, partnering with organizations across the U.S., Third Love has donated over $40 million worth. Yeah, over $40 million worth of bras to help women in need. So here's what we want you to do. Feeling is believing. Give your boobs the 24/7 comfort and support they deserve. Upgrade your bra today and get 20% off your first order today at thirdlove.com/argue.
Argue.
That's 20% off at thirdlove.com/argue.
Argue.
Now, our next sponsor, if you all are into listening to books, if you're into listening to podcasts, if you want to be able to get into some of the best, like celebrity-driven or renowned guest, renowned expert type of content, where you want to be is with Audible. Audible is basically audio entertainment in one app. So you can always find the best of everything. There are so many really good books coming out right now or that have just been released that a lot of people, you know, don't have time to sit down and read it. If you live in LA or a busy city like us where you're in traffic a lot of times, you want to be able to listen to a book through audio. Well, Audible has all, I'm telling you, all the bestsellers. The book that you thinking about, they got it. Whichever book is in your mind, they are going to have it. They also have really great podcasts, and they have a lot of celebrity-driven content that you're not going to be able to get anywhere else. They have a bunch of Audible originals that you'll be able to get. You can download or stream any of those titles anytime you want. Members get full access to a growing selection. Okay, so you're gonna get those audiobooks as well. And the Audible app makes it easy to listen anytime, anywhere, while traveling, working out, walking, getting chores done. You decide. Okay, new members can try Audible for free for 30 days. Okay, again, that's where I am checking out Will Smith's memoir. It's a book that I've been really wanting to read, but again, because of my life being so crazy, I'm like, Will, you just gonna have to talk to me. And what I have been told, because I'm still getting into it, is that the audio version of the book, there's like sound effects. They add even more like entertainment to it. So you're really getting like audio entertainment for real, for real. So, you know, 2022 is all about celebrating our newfound self-awareness and making positive changes. So Audible is also a place where you can do soul searching, get inspired, work towards new goals, unwind, or just simply be entertained. So this is what we want you to do. Visit audible.com/argue or text argue to 500-500. Again, visit audible.com/argue or text argue to 500-500 and get 30 days for free as a new Audible member. And we thank Audible for sponsoring today's podcast.
Thank you, Audible.
Okay, so let's get back to these myths. The fact that you were like, of course they learn more at five. I think a lot of people probably thought that before the age of five. The first myth.
Well, I told you why I thought that, because I thought they were talking about like developing and you learn to balance and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Learning to play the piano don't compare to learning to walk.
I mean, guess not. Okay, so number seven, your instincts are always reliable when it comes to your children.
No. That's just stupid to think that. That was why we knew, like, anytime we would go home to visit family, and we had, like, when all of our kids was at that baby stage, especially little Marcus, anybody's mother that I knew could watch my kids. Like, because I know you're doing better than me, and you've been here before. You know what you're doing. We still guessing at it.
You know I trust myself more than anybody else when it comes to my kids.
I would definitely trust myself, but if it was like a friend's mama, I'm like, yeah, go ahead. You
I do trust my instincts a lot when it comes to kids. To my kids. Let me be very specific. Yeah. To my children. So I don't know. I don't know. It's not that you can't be wrong, but I don't always put expert advice over my instincts.
The whole SIDS thing, the crib, that's all. That to me, that's always BS, because every 6 months they change whether your baby should be on its back, whether it should be on the stomach, on its side.
It's all about the data coming in. So yeah. if there's a uptick in babies passing away, unfortunately, in a certain position, they're going to change the recommendation again. But there's a lot of factors that are not disclosed with that decision.
Yeah. But you got people like diehard believe, no, you got to lay him on your back. To me, in my opinion, laying a baby on his back is probably one of the worst things you can do.
Well, yeah, none of my kids were back sleepers. So yeah,
if they throw up and drowned on it, then that's a problem.
Yeah, no, none of my kids were back sleepers.
And they say they could suffocate if they on their stomach. The one article I read, like, they could suffocate if they on their stomach. But from the time a baby is born, it will fight to breathe. So if it can't breathe, it's going to turn its head.
Well, a lot of things changed as more babies became formula fed.
Yeah, that formula be, hey.
It's like a lot of, meaning it's not one size fits all.
No, it's definitely
not. So if you possibly have a formula fed baby, it might be better for them to sleep in this position or that position. If your baby was a preemie, it might be better for them to sleep in this position versus that position. But instead of giving all these little specific little boop, 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 it's like one blanket thing of this is the safest for most kids.
And what's bad is they don't disclose any of that. And then you got especially new parents or even experienced parents, they'll read the headline of the article and just go with that.
Yeah. So that's a big reason why I'm like, let me check with myself real quick and see how I feel about that. Being too loving towards your children will make them codependent. I definitely know that that is a lie.
Yeah, it's a lie.
And where I have to push myself to do it more is with, because I have boys, excuse me. And a lot of people, you know, people bring up, you know, oh, they a mama's boy or whatever. Like, nobody really says that about my kids, but I think a lot of times that's what people worry about with boys is, oh, they gotta be tough. Oh, they gonna be a mama's boy. I am not prescribing to any of that. Nah. Subscribing, excuse me, to any of that.
BS. I was a mama's boy.
Now, Marcus is hard enough on them that I could be as soft as I wanted to be.
I ain't hard on them.
Marcus is hard enough on them.
I ain't hard on them.
You're not as hard as some dads are, but you are hard on your kids.
I'm a hard on them.
You just talked about how you be yelling at them. Yeah, in the morning.
If they ain't ready, it works because I don't have to yell as much. Every now and then, probably like once every 3 weeks.
Once every three weeks, what?
I'll have to like lay down the hammer. Like, what are y'all doing?
Okay, tell me what the hammer is compared to what I usually hear in the morning.
Me yelling, saying, get your ass in the truck right now.
And you think that happens only once every 3 weeks?
Actually, there's only one time I had to blow up at him. That's that day, that time I went downstairs. It was almost time to go and they were still pouring cereal.
Yeah, that was just last week.
Yeah, that's the only time I've ever had to blow up at them like that. Then they get in the truck and none of them got masks. And I had to have a talk with them on the way. A very calm talk. Hey, look.
You hard on the boys.
I'm hard. I might be hard compared to you.
Yeah, I said you're not as hard as what some dads can be.
What's some dads? Joe Jackson? Like, what you comparing me to?
No, I know that there are dads that are way harder on their sons, but you are not hard is what I'm saying.
I give them a stern hand to rely on.
My kids are afraid of their father, but also at the same time, they love to joke with their dad.
Yeah, they respect me. They're not afraid of me.
You don't think your babies are afraid?
No.
I think they are.
Okay, you can.
Because I can use you as a threat. That's how I know.
That's how I know my parenting style works when hers don't. She'll tell me, y'all do this, y'all do that. It ain't working. I'm going to tell you that. No. Don't use me. Use you.
They know if mama didn't had enough, mama takes everything. She'll take away it all.
Taking nothing.
Yes, I will. I'll take away all the things. Okay, next one is giving a baby solids earlier will make them sleep better. Come on. This is something that has had a hold on the black community. They're like, oh, your baby ain't sleeping. Give them a bottle full of oatmeal.
Yeah, give them some itis. Make them go
sleep. Give this little 2-month-old baby that can't hold up his head a bottle of what's the white man on the front of Quaker Oats?
Yeah.
Oatmeal in they bottle or some thick grits like cereal and they'll sleep. No, yeah, the baby's
put some gravy in that bottle. Let that baby go sleep.
Their butthole is going to turn inside out. Is what's going to happen because their body shouldn't be processing it. When I tell you, it's so hard for me to hold my tongue when my friends like parents or grandparents do that. It makes my skin.
I never heard that before.
Oh my God. They do it all the time.
They give them like something more thick and solid.
More thick, more solid to make them sleep longer.
That's awful.
They're like, oh, you need them to sleep. You need to sleep. If the baby's waking up, apparently the baby needs to be awake right now. If that's the case. Yeah. Listen, I'm not going to say whose daddy, but somebody's daddy used to put sugar in their grandchild's bottle.
Ridiculous.
To help them pass the milk better.
Ridiculous.
Sugar. I was like, this is why I will only be breastfeeding because then I don't have to worry about. But there are so many, And then somebody says not just in the Black community. It might be in others.
We ain't worried about them.
I can only speak to the community that I have grown up in. And in the community that I have grown up in, is there are a lot of, like, I don't want to call them old wives' tale, but there are things that we grew up, or our forefathers, ancestors grew up doing for the sake of, I don't know if it was survival, they were guessing, that we now know is not right.
Yeah, don't be doing that. What you gotta do is boil some water and put an onion in the water and then put an empty pot beside it and it'll clear up the baby's nose. What?
Oh my goodness. I don't know. I don't know why it happens, but folk will do it. So let's do another one before I go to our next sponsor. Kids should always be rewarded for good behavior. Now, I ain't never believed it, and I don't do it. I do reward my kids, but not for every little thing. Here's me. You're supposed to be behaving good. So that's my standard, right? Yeah. Like, so it's not... It's when you go beyond.
Yeah, go exceedingly above and beyond what you were supposed to do. Hey, now we talking.
Right. Like.
Kids come tell me, hey, daddy, we cleaned our room. Good.
That's what you were supposed to do.
Good job. I'm glad y'all did that. I go on about my business.
When little Marcus got
throw at him, it shouldn't have been dirty.
When little Marcus got 100% on his math test, I said, okay, I'm going to get everybody ice cream because I don't expect perfection. And he gave us a perfect score. He actually got an A+, so he did some extra credit too. He got everything right and did some extra. That's perfection. Don't expect it. So when you go the extra mile, I then reward you. But there was a time specific, I'll give a specific example. We'll do the last ad and then you can continue on with it. This was when he was in elementary school. They were passing notes back and forth on the bus. It was him and a boy he was sitting with, and then two girls behind him. The letters start to get mean, and the boy started writing mean stuff to the girls, and to the point that it got to the boy writing a threat on there, right? Now, Marcus is saying, you need to stop saying this stuff, right? He even wrote on the paper, this isn't nice, don't say it. Well, certain threats are taken very seriously in LAUSD, especially if it's a Black boy that said it, and it was. But so they called the police on these elementary school kids because it was written down and they actually had it. So the police had to come and talk to the four kids, the two girls and my son and this other boy, right? And so obviously because the police had to come and talk to my kid, I get a call from the school. Because obviously if that would have happened and I not knew about it, all hell would have broke loose. The principal called me and she was just like, Angel, first of all, I want you to know your child is safe. That's how she used to always call. I want you to know your child is safe. I'm like, okay. And she told me what happened and she was just like, but I want you to know that Marcus handled the situation perfectly by standing up to the person that was writing the mean notes and letting them know they weren't supposed to do that. And she was like, you should really reward him with ice cream. And I was like, no, that's what he's supposed to do. You don't sit there and let somebody not in your proximity that, and you know, both people and that person just do some cash crazy stuff. No, he doesn't get rewarded for that. I'm going to remind him you did a good job.
Yeah, we're proud of you for doing that.
But,
because it's easy to step into the crowd and to be the, you know, want to be a part of the crowd of, yeah, they doing it, I'm doing it too. So, yeah, we let them know about that. But
I'm like, because had it went any other way.
You ain't getting no mountain bike.
I'd have been like, wait a minute, you cheered it on? What did you do? You didn't say nothing? Yeah, so anyways, before we move on and Marcus gets his 2 cents, we want to tell you about our next sponsor, and that is Four Sigmatic. Okay, so Four Sigmatic is a wellness company that is best known for its delicious mushroom coffee. So Marcus and I, we aren't the we aren't coffee drinkers, but we have a lot of coffee drinkers in our life. So we were like, oh, we want y'all to give it a try. Because a lot of times when we have people come in to visit us, they look for coffee in our house. We We never have any coffee. So we were like, oh, perfect. We're going to give the Four Sigmatic Mushroom Coffee a try. And when I tell you, they have absolutely loved it. When they come to visit, they start their day off with it. It smells amazing. They've been able to get like an uptick in productivity, even though they're like, now I want to do, listen, it was so funny. We had a couple come out to visit us. They had some coffee. They helped clean that house. I was like, I don't know if it's the coffee that did it, but I will make y'all some more coffee. They helped us build an entertainment center. Yeah. I was like, yes, this is what I need. It's also really easy on the gut, and it doesn't give you that jittery feeling in, or that midday crash. Now, what I specifically like about it, and the reason why I wanted to work with this brand, is that it's organic and plant-based. So every single batch is third-party tested, lab tested to ensure purity and safety. So you know you're getting the highest quality of coffee and mushrooms possible. And I tasted it, and it does not taste like mushrooms, because I was like, now this, you know, when you first hear it, you're like, now what are you saying we gonna do? Mushrooms and coffee? But it does not taste like mushrooms at all. It will taste like coffee. It has a dark, nutty taste, and our guest loved it. It has a 20,000 five-star reviews, and best of all, Four Sigmatic backs their product with 100% money back guarantee. Love every sip or get your money back. We've worked out an exclusive offer with Four Sigmatic on their best-selling mushroom coffee, but this is just for Is This Going to Cause an Argument listeners. Get up to 40% off on mushroom coffee bundles. To claim this deal, you must go to foursigmatic.com/argue.
Argue.
That's This offer is only for Is This Going to Cause an Argument listeners, and it's not available on their regular website. So if you just go over there, you ain't going to get this deal, okay? You'll save up to 40% and get free shipping. So go right now to foursigmatic.com/argue and fill your mornings with some delicious mushroom coffee. Okay, so go ahead with we were on the reward one.
No, we will reward above and beyond. Mm-hmm. But every single good deed, like you said, you're supposed to be a good person in general.
Yeah, it's the standard.
Yeah. Now, I know as a kid, you know, they enjoy the reward of just us saying, good job. Oh, I'm proud of you. So that's a big enough reward. But it's some big extravagant confetti and all of that. Nah, we ain't. Come on now.
No, that ain't happening. Number 11, sleep training will come naturally when your child is ready for it.
Who said that ever?
I'm going to tell you who debunks that on a regular basis. His name is Amara Angel Anthony Tanksley.
He's ridiculous.
He lets us lay him in the bed. He waits until we gets downstairs. He listens for us to sit down on the couch.
Get good and comfortable.
And then he begins to yell, "Mommy! Mommy!" And we'll do it for an hour.
Yeah.
If we let him.
You will.
He is almost three. None of our kids did this.
None of them. Marcus, you would ask him, "You sleepy?" "Yeah, I'm sleepy." "All right, go night night." He would go lay in the bed and go to sleep.
Yes. Yes. Amar acts like we broke up with him.
Yeah.
When we say it's time to go to bed.
He does.
He acts like, you know what?
Justine. He loses his mind. He will stand there at the, because I had to put one of the little locks on the door, because we would lay him down. And at night, we would lay him down and like go to our bedroom and downstairs, and you would turn around, he'd be standing behind you.
Oh, yeah. So it was like a horror film.
So I put one of the little locks on the door that I had to put on the pantry. Like, you can't close it. The door stays open like 3-4 inches. You can't close it or open it. you have to undo the latch at the top in order to open. So we got one of those. So he'll just stand up there and peek through the crack in the door and yell for one of us. And when I go up there and lay him down, I'll pick him up, hold him a little bit, rub his back. He'll get, you know, eventually I'll feel his body go limp a little bit, meaning he's comfortable. That's when I'll lay him down, say night-night. He say night-night. He'll crawl up. Sometimes he goes to sleep. Sometimes he'll wait till I get back downstairs. He'll wait like 5 minutes. He'll do the daddy. I'm like, this boy.
I say, get in that bed.
She does. That's what it's like, yelling at that squirrel taking fruit out the tree at times. Get out of that tree, squirrel. And she said, like, get in that bed. Dude, that's going to help.
I get in that bed. He does. He walks backwards, lays in the bed. And I say, now, don't you get out. Don't you do it. And then he gets right about that bed.
Like, don't you be black.
What he wants me to do is to lay my head at his feet and go to sleep with him. I'm not doing it, though. I did it twice. I'm not doing it no more.
He'll start that, and Angel be like, are you going to go put him in bed? I'm like, no, I need him to cry himself tired first.
He usually cries himself a poop.
Yeah. And then after that poop, he does. Yeah, I ain't never had no fight after that poop.
After that good poop and that diaper change. Yeah. He's like, oh, all right.
Put him in bed, but he falls asleep like, Angel, you putting him there. Before his head hit the pillow.
We're trying melatonin gummies.
Yeah, we got some for me too.
Yeah, both him, he like his daddy fighting sleep.
I don't fight it just don't be coming to me.
I just can't even. It is so much. Okay, let's do one more and then we'll move to the last segment. The last segment. Let me see, because there's like six more, but I want to see which one is the best. Okay, this is a good one.
Let me tell you about Mar real quick. He's got these cars and trucks and buses and stuff. He'll walk around. One night he was crying. I went up there. He was still in the bed, actually. Mm-hmm. He said, I don't want it. He didn't want his toys in his hands. So I then took his toys and put them down beside the crib.
He wanted them out that room.
He didn't want them in the room with him.
Yeah, he's being a jerk.
Somebody. He ain't being one.
Okay, number 15.
What's 15?
Spanking teaches kids discipline. This is what this article says. Spare the rod, spoil the child. Not according to the experts. And in fact, spanking can have dire consequences. There have been some decent studies that have shown spanking teaches kids to be more violent and teaches kids to hit more. Man, it's hard sometimes, but these studies really have reinforced that spanking just teaches more violence for kids. In fact, according to the 2017 study published in the Journal of Pediatrics, there's a significant link between receiving spankings in childhood and becoming a predator of domestic violence later in life. I'm like,
we don't be beating each other. Our parents whooped our ass. I tell you what spanking prevents: school shootings.
Oh, well, listen. I mean, listen, that could be the case. I don't know. I ain't going to say if I know whether or not that's the link.
It ain't like our kids. I tell you what, Kai, the last time, was that Kai? That was Kai. The last time I spanked him, he was probably around Amar's age. He had taken, I didn't even know what he was doing. You know, they were quiet, and that's why I'm like, that's when you need to worry. He had taken a paperclip and put it in the hot side of an outlet, mm-hmm, of a socket in the wall. And I walked into the room and I just saw him down by the outlet. So I was like, no, get away from there. And he stood up and I saw what he had. And it like terrified me. Like my heart stopped, my stomach dropped. It terrified me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no. And I pulled him away and it's all happened really quick. Within seconds, I was going to be like, I said, don't do that. But I'm like, no, he needs a reminder that this is really bad, because this ain't no, don't do it no more, baby. And then he accidentally do it again, because he's at the age to where the little things you put in the out, they just pull those out. So that time I had to spank him. And I was like, no, because I needed that reminder. That's like a kid running into the street and if they almost do it repeatedly. in my opinion, that's not something you can talk a kid out of. They need that quick reminder of, mm-hmm. oh no, the last time I did that, this happened. Not my dad talked to me the last time it happened. No. I tapped him a couple times. He cried. And I was like, you cannot do this. He made, he's a little older than Amar because he actually understood. He understood what I was saying to him. Mm-hmm. I was like, no, this will hurt you really, really bad. Mm-hmm. Okay. He was like, okay, never happened again. There was another one where Sai, he was about to run out to the street. And I yelled, like, no, hey. And I needed that reminder of him getting terrified before it, because that's like a jerk reaction. Like, oh, yeah, no, let me not do that no more. Mm-hmm. Some things you can't, people say, oh, I've always just talked to my kids. Maybe with your kids it worked. With mine, it don't work. It don't work like that. Some things I feel need that true reminder. I remember doing things as a kid. And look, when I got spanked, I can look back now and say, yep, I needed that. Wasn't no talking going to be like, hey, no, Marcus, no, I needed my ass whooped that time.
I ain't even good at spankings no more. I can't even get a good angle to hit the butt. That's how often I don't spank anymore. I'll tap Amar's hands or legs very rarely, even though, Lord have mercy, he's the worst behaved child that I have. Yeah. But I also know that for me, when I did spank my kids, and this is not to justify it for anybody, I feel very justified in how I raise my kids, regardless of how someone chooses to raise theirs. Mm-hmm. It is as a behavior modification, yeah. is how I've used it. I don't spank my kids out of anger.
Right.
I think one time I did. It is truly a behavior modification. And the reason why I don't spank Amar is because I can tell he's not going to change what he did. Yeah. He's going to do it again. He's made up in his mind. So it's more so I just have to either remove the situation. For instance, my husband doesn't want Amar eating chips anywhere but the table.
Yeah, he wants to walk around the house and eat chips.
And so Marcus,
I just take the chips from him.
Because Marcus could spank his hand. Yeah. He's still going to get chips and walk around the house right. with the chips. Unless I sit at the table with him, then he will sit and eat the chips at the table. But his behavior is not going to be modified because of a spanking. Yeah. Go ahead.
The only thing I have spanked Amar for, and he's done it once, and he hasn't done it since, is he was had an attitude, crying and stuff. And this is after he started daycare. He started this whole, I'm going to pout. And I was trying to address him, and he kicked at me. Then he got real quiet. Cried after that, because he needed to know, I don't care how old you are, you ain't about to disrespect your daddy. You knew what you were doing. Mm-hmm. You were kicking at me. I ain't about to do that. I ain't the one. Mm-hmm. And that was the one time. And that wasn't going to be no, don't do that, Amar. That's wrong. And I ain't going to wait till he's 5 or 6 years old to correct him. He going to know that right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a long time since I handed out a spanking. It has been a very long time. But again, my kids are extremely well behaved. So
right.
Usually a talking to is enough. They're like, okay, got it, clocked in. Starting
talking to will fix things. But they're definitely not beyond, or we're not the type of parents who's like, no, spankings aren't needed. If it's needed, it's needed.
And if I did think my kids were becoming more aggressive or right. more violent towards other people or themselves, I would obviously curtail that and be like, let me change it. If I felt like my husband was over here beating me, I'd be like, see.
see, your daddy used to whoop you. That's why you're hitting me.
I feel like my issue is not the spanking. My issue is the yelling. I have to get that under control. I do.
Angel.
I've got to get it under control.
It's sometimes I'm like, them kids ain't paying her no attention.
No, sometimes they are. I could tell when I didn't hit a chord with Kai, and I could tell he feels like he feels diminished. And I'm like, okay, I got to figure out how not to do that, because I can see it.
You came home the other day, and I think he had knocked over a drink.
Oh, my God. And spilled it everywhere.
Amar was like, mommy? I said, yeah, she's down there yelling again.
Oh, I was so mad. Because when they be doing that, then they sit there and just look. I'm like, just clean it up. Especially, we just be mopping the floor, and they just get it so nasty.
That's when the most yelling comes in, is right after we completely clean everything. I make them clean. I say, y'all clean up y'all's mess. Y'all clean up the floor, and then I'll go behind them and make sure it's actually like really clean. Right now, I make them clean just so they know you need to keep things clean, but I usually go behind them and clean. So after, especially the kitchen, after it looks real nice and clean, and they go down there and do some stupid stuff, like drop food on the floor or spill something, and then walk away from it, that's when I get to yell.
Oh, my God. It's just... Okay, so... you all let us know if you agree with any of these myths, or if you like, I don't know whoever wrote this article, but they talking some mess right here, because yeah, this is true.
I feel like they done talk some mess.
Let us know in the comments if you're watching this on YouTube. We're going to end with our very last segment, and it's called 10 out of 10 recommend. Hey, oh, yeah. Well, we will recommend either a product, show, movie, book, podcast that we would highly recommend. Well, my 10 out of 10 is going to be is Bel Air. It's been out for a while. It's on Peacock, so we're actually slow to the game because it's I think all of the episodes are out now.
Because we just watching it and going to the next episode. We ain't even got to wait till next
week. Oh, we ain't even got to wait. Bel Air is a reimagined version of The Fresh Prince of Bel Air, except for it's a drama, which I absolutely love. They have definitely taken some liberties on the personalities of certain characters. I know some people are very agitated that they didn't stick closer to the wholesomeness of the sitcom, but it's not a sitcom. It's a drama full of black people, wealthy black family, affluent black family mixed with, a cousin who's come in from a dangerous city.
West Philadelphia, born and raised on the
playground.
Is where he spent most of his days.
Yes, he did. I love the cast. Actors that I have barely seen, and some actors that are like coming back into the fold that we hadn't seen on a lot. I love the Aunt Viv actress.
She's great.
I really do. Everybody. Jeffrey's character is so good.
I love watching shows like that where you don't recognize people and they're good.
Yeah.
Because that makes you don't have to remove anything from the person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like if you're watching something where it's like, oh, so and so's in this, or it's got like a big cast, it's like, it's easy to, sometimes for me, it's a little harder to see past all the other stuff, and it's just like, all right, let me just get into what this project is.
But
that's what I enjoy, because everybody's a really good actor on there.
Do you have a 10 out of 10 recommend?
10 out of 10. You know what I'm going to say. I watch it every time I'm making man shit. If I ain't got nothing to do, it's just on. It came out late last year.
Oh my God. He has watched it so many times.
Look, I'm a Western fan. I like a good Western. I ain't just going to sit down and watch just any Western. Like, I'm a Tombstone. I'm a good Western person. I like me a good Western, but The Harder They Fall on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I love that movie so much. It's such a good movie.
Yeah.
It's such a good movie. One of my friends, he's white. He said, if this is what black Westerns are, we need a lot more of them. I was like, yeah, I know. Who you telling? I love that movie so much.
He's,
I know,
probably
most of y'all probably seen it if you
times,
didn't watch it.
15,
because it was a Western. I've seen it more than that. I don't know. If you haven't, check that out. It's such a good show. Such a good movie. I love it.
So you two can comment below.
I
want to
be in
recommend
a Western.
You're going to have to cut that beard.
I'll cut it. They had beards in Westerns. What you talking
it
about?
It didn't look pretty like this.
All right, I'll cut it.
All right, guys, thank y'all so much for watching this episode of Is This Going to Cause an Argument? Please, again, check out our sponsors, HelloFresh, Truebill, Third Love, Audible, and Four Sigmatic. Use our promo codes, our links, so they know that we sent you there. Also, again, a big shout out to our Patreon who have been with us this entire time. You can join our Patreon for $5 a month, or you can pay for the whole year and get a month free at www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. You can follow Marcus at
Marcus ain't on the gram. Marcus ain't on the book. Tank don't talk. Tank don't be talking.
I know. He has. All you got to do is take your reels and post them.
Put them over there.
Jesus. You can follow me at That Chick Angel across all platforms. That Chick Angel TV on YouTube. We also have Tanksley TV on YouTube. You can also go over to Twitter and follow me at Angel the Actress. I had two videos go viral in 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
One on Instagrams and then one on TikTok that has almost 3 TikTok that almost has 3 million views. So go on ahead, check it out.
Yeah, Tanksley TV, I started putting up, I got up 3 car reviews so far, but we got more stuff. We got sketches and everything coming over there.
All right. So until next week, y'all be blessed, and we'll holler at y'all later.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.